Who do you, or whom have you engaged with to work on these issues with you?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, we're working with human rights groups in Chihuahua, and they have their hands full as well. But recently we've gotten together with them, and I wasn't aware of this, but there's an international organization that specializes in the defense of human rights activists. It's called Frontline. I didn't realize, you know, they've come to us, and we're in the process of meeting with them to internationalize these two cases. And they're the Amnesty International of human rights activists. And it was quite a surprise and somewhat of a pleasant surprise for us that I guess reality drove us to them and them to us, because we're saying the same thing, is that we're going to defend those who defend others, because the solution to the problem is the building of institutions which can hold the government accountable. That's the problem in Mexico. The problem in Mexico is impunity, illegality, and the informality of the whole economic social structure and the lack of accountability. So what can we and what can the people of Mexico do is create systems of accountability from the bottom up. That's all we can do, I think, in this generation. And to the degree that we can use this as a teaching moment and an organizing moment through the tragedies of Juan and Saul, who want to do it. You know, not everybody who goes through these situations want to do it. We've got other cases of other people who have witnessed horrendous Taliban type violence, which is I think beyond the ken of the American public. You know, it's unbelievable almost, even for me.